Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this first Sunday of June, June 1st. I'm glad all the warm weather is here, correct? So welcome to our time together. Want to offer a special word of welcome to the Garapi family, wherever they might be. Last time you were in the front, now you're in the back. I understand. But we welcome Dan and his wife Amanda and their 10-year-old daughter Elizabeth and 5-year-old son Judah, originally from Napoleon, now serving down in Belize, and they're here to share with us. And I won't share anything more because they cover it pretty well. But we're grateful for them to be here this morning. Highlight some announcements. True North VBS starts a week from this evening. The board back there still has a few stars if you want to donate anything towards those efforts. If you do donate something and you know that it needs to be refrigerated, do not give it to Pastor Eric to set down on the table in the hallway, because we had to replace something. So you can either put it on the table or put it back here in the kitchen in the cooler. But that will start a week from this evening. Next Sunday, we will begin the LIFT Sunday school class for the summer, Living in Faith Together. That will either be in the chapel or here at these four tables during the Sunday school hour. That's meant to be intergenerational, combining all ages together. In 2 weeks from tomorrow, we have the summer mission trip. We have 4 people there for almost the whole week, 3 people coming up for part of the week, 3 other people coming up for one day. So whether you want to be there all week or part of the day, just let me know and we can fit you in. Looking forward to that time together. In our worship this morning, we first read from Daniel chapter 6, Old Testament prophet, chapter 6, verses 26 through 27. These are 2 of the verses of King Darius's decree after God had closed the mouth of the lions and Daniel was not harmed after being thrown in the den of lions. So hear this word, Daniel 6, 26. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. The words of the king testify to the everlasting God who rescues and who saves. Please join me in a word of prayer. Living and everlasting God, you who endure forever, we bow in fear and reverence, realizing it is a fear of wonder and a fear of awe at your power and your authority. We worship in praise of how you rescue us from our sin and save us from eternal punishment. We seek to glorify you in our worship this morning as we praise you in joy and devotion. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. Let us begin with the service with a heart of prayer by singing Your Name is Holy.
I enter the holy of holies.
let us rejoice in the fresh start that we have in Jesus. Join us in showing our love to the Lord by singing "Today is the Day," followed by "Love the Lord your God." Please stand as you are able.
Aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Putting my fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind, I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Sing to the Lord, praise his name. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Stand upon your truth. I will stand upon your truth. And all my days I'll live for you. All my days I'll live for you. And I will stand upon your truth. I will stand upon your truth. And all my days I'll live for you. All my days I'll live. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. 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 Soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength.
And you may be seated, unless you are a child.
And that means if you are a child, you can come forward for the children's message. Waiting on the children from the nursery. Aren't you kind of big for being up there? Take those, will you? I'm going to pass out some cotton balls to you. If you're old enough to count, I want you to count how many I gave you. I'll try not to exceed your limits. Oh, I can give you a whole bunch. See, I'm not even counting now. But you got to help Ryan next to you. Can you hold that one? There you go. All right. I have an ordinary glass of water, straight from the tap. I could drink it if I want to. But how many cotton balls do you think we could put in here before the glass overflows? One? Five? 15? You saw this at 8 o'clock. You're not allowed to answer. Anybody have a guess? How many? Five? JD? Eight. What do you think? 20. Okay, let's count. How many you have? Four. See what happens. I gave you a defective one. How many do you have?
Five.
Five plus four equals nine. Very good. You thought school was over. Put them all in there. Just drop them down. That's good. How many do you have?
Four.
What's that? 13. Oh, very good. And how many do you have? You have two?
15.
Four. How many is that? 19, 10. Who handed all those to you? Oh, but I gave you an even number. And how many do you have? 11. Are they still fitting? We're not overflowing yet. And how many do you have?
Nine.
What are we up to now? I lost track. Oh, look at that. And you had one. We could put in more. But that's more than eight. And that's more than many. I'll share the science in the next visitor about the molecules of the fibers and all those kind of things that we could probably put 100 in there. Okay? But more than we could possibly imagine. Because we believe in a God that can do the impossible. Such as the story we're going to read from the part of it from the Old Testament when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and was left there all night long, and they came back in the morning and they called out to Daniel and he said, God did a powerful thing and he closed the mouths of the lions and they did not eat up or devour Daniel. He was safe. And they couldn't believe it. Daniel could believe it. Because he prayed and believed in God, and it was an opportunity for everyone else to know that God can do the impossible. Okay, so as you go through each day, be aware of those times when you pray to God, and God's going to give you a response. He's going to take care of you and provide for you. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you that you are a God of power and authority. We thank you that you can do the impossible. Lord, we thank you for the account, the story of Daniel. Help us to remember that and always to be praying to you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Make sure you get all the right ones to go back upstairs with you, okay? I was ready to pray, but we're going to invite Dan and Amanda, Elizabeth, and Judah to come forward and share once again. Maybe just Dan one more time, okay? And he told me he needed a microphone so he could, because he said he was a walker. And I said, oh, I have to be very careful about being a walker in this congregation. But he means he's going to walk back and forth.
That's right. Hey, my family is in the back, but I think we have a picture. So this is my wife, Amanda, and our daughter, Elizabeth. She's 10, and our son, Judah, 5 years old. If you see one of these people walking around the back, you grab them and shake their hand and say welcome. But this is our family. We're the Garapies, and we're from Napoleon originally. And I went to Pettisville, graduated from Pettisville. Amanda graduated from Napoleon. You guys can forgive her for that. we now do ministry in Belize, in Central America, and it's an amazing journey how God's basically put it in our hearts from many years ago to do missions. And how we've taken kind of short-term steps. We've done kind of a couple weeks at a time. We've done a couple months at a time. And now we serve more full-time in Central America, in Belize. Man, it's hot there. It's really hot. We left and it was like 95. And I was telling them I never checked the weather there. It's like I just know it's going to be hot and it's going to be sunny. And I finally pulled out my phone. I'm like, we're going to Ohio. And I look at my phone. It's like it's Memorial Day. We should be, you know, and I have 60 degrees. What? Man, back in December, it got down to 68 degrees at a night, and our kids were wrapped up in a blanket, and man, it's funny how you can adjust. Your body can get used to something, but it's also amazing how we can get used to something kind of physically and spiritually too, and it's just amazing how God has taken us and from the U.S., we were in Colorado and Ohio, but we've moved to Central America, and we've just had a lot of favor with stepping into ministry, how we just gave God our yes, and we said, man, like, God, we just want to do what you called us to do. and he's gone before us. And so we serve in Central America in Belize. We've been there since last year, and we got there. Roundabout way, we're supposed to serve in Athens, Greece, and we were supposed to go work with refugees last year. We're going to leave in June. We went to Chicago to get our visa, and they said, "Sorry, we changed the laws. You can't get that visa anymore." And so we're like, "What do we do?" And so we started praying about it. And this was like June 3rd last year. And in the course of a couple weeks, God had kind of reoriented us towards serving in Central America. We had done some ministry there before, but we reached out to some different people. We reached out to our prayer warriors, God made the way for us. And he provided a really wonderful home that's equipped for ministry. We do several different things down there. One of them is we host Jesus Night. Let's go to the next slide. I actually have some pictures this time. Let's keep going to that one. Let's go one more time. I'm going to come back to that. We'll come back to that. We host Jesus Night, and on Sunday nights, we have Belizean youth that come, and about sometimes 30, 40, 50 Belizean youth that come, and they're hungry for Jesus. It's called Jesus Night, and Jesus people come to Jesus Night. And they come for about a couple hours, and we just disciple them. And they're hungry for Jesus. They want to know more. And so our family, I get to share sometimes. My wife serves, she and our daughter is involved with that as well. And God just opened the doors for a lot of ministry just to pour in. A lot of them come in from backgrounds that are just really, really, really tough situations. And we are able just to pray them through some of that. And so I'm going to get to the photos here. Can we go back one? We've got those reversed, actually. That's my fault. One of the things that God's put on our hearts is to help Belizeans go to Belizeans. Because Belize is an English-speaking country and because it's fairly close to the U.S., we get a lot of teams from churches that come down and do ministry there. And that's amazing, and it helps so much because there's a lot of need there, and there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of people that need to know Jesus there. But what it's also created is a culture there that says, man, like, we don't need to do ministry. We don't need to go because all the Americans come and they go for us. And so for us, God's put that on our hearts to help people go and be the hands and feet. Belizeans go be the hands and feet to Belizeans. And so so we've done local trips. So where we've gone from our city, the capital, Belmopan, to Belize City, which is about an hour. So we've done kind of a local trip. We've done a regional trip to an area called Poite, which is, I'll maybe talk about that in just a minute, and then we've gone internationally. So we've gone 4 hours to Guatemala, and so this is a picture of walking through the dump in Guatemala. So we went and brought food to these families that live there. They live in the dump. Every day they chase these trucks. When the truck comes in, they go and grab the plastic, they'll grab the metal, whatever's of worth, whatever's of value, they grab that and they collect this. And that's their income for the month. And so we went and as a team from Belize to go serve there, a team of Belizeans to go serve there, and we brought food, and we just basically put tables, put chairs in this little area in the middle of the dump, and just gave them some warm food. And many of them, they hadn't had warm food for a long time. And we just played some music. One of the worship guys from our team just played some music. We basically, as they sat down, they were kind of like, what's going on here? We got to share, like, God is a God who sees us. That's how he describes himself. He says, I'm a God who sees you. And so we just shared with them this message that God is the God who sees you. He sees you at your lowest moment. He sees you in those moments that you feel the lowest, and he loves you, and he wants to know you. And he's wanting to enter your life. And so we just gave that opportunity. And so many of them were just so blessed by that. And you could see this choice because they had to choose between eating this food and chasing the trucks that went by and be the first one there. And they'd look and you'd see them kind of decide, and they ended up staying. And we just got to minister to them and share with them the love of Jesus. And that's what the Christian life is about. It's about loving on people around us. It's the one marking characteristic that they said, well, they'll know your Christians by your love. So let's go to the next one. We did also an outreach with the children. There's a lot of needy children there. And so we were able to, as a team, we brought school supplies for about 80 children. We got to pour into them, do some crafts with them. We got to do some amazing just lessons with them, and just pour into the children. And it was a fantastic time just to bless and be the hands and the feet there in Guatemala with the children. Let's go to the next slide. Yeah, one of the beautiful children. You can just see just joy. And this is one of the, you can see kind of almost in their face, there's a lot of Mayan ancestry there. And so with that, you can kind of recognize it in their facial structures, but there's a lot of traditional indigenous belief that you have to get past in order to just, in order to ministry. And so just sharing with them that there is only one God, and there's not all these multiple, and there's one named Jesus, and he loves you, and he wants to know you, and he's died for you, and he's made a pathway to heaven. Like, so it's just amazing to go share that message, and so many of these children were so encouraged by that. Next one. So I don't know if you can fully see this, but this is a picture of Jesus tonight. So God bless us with this. I don't have time to tell you the whole story, but we have this home that's just perfectly equipped for doing ministry. And again, it's a testimony to when God calls you something, he'll equip you to do it. And so he called us to do ministry there. He called us to minister to youth there. And he gave us a home that has this outside structure that we can host these 30, 40, 50, 60 Belizean students and just minister to them, do basically a worship service every Sunday night and just pour into them. And it's just amazing to see the lives transformed. Go to the next one. What's also really cool is that our children get to be part of it. And right there in the middle is Elizabeth. There's one of these things is not like the other, right? And it's just amazing how that our children get to be on mission with us, because in so many ways, mission is, it really starts in the home. It starts with transferring faith to the next generation. And sometimes we can't all do that. I know there's situations, but man, if it's meant to go from generation to generation. And so it's amazing to see not just, you know, my wife doing ministry or myself doing ministry, but beginning to see our children be part of different things in different ways. And so this is getting ready. Before we did an outreach in a different village, we went out, we prayed as a team before we went out. Let's go to the next slide. There's our little son. We went out to a rural, I mean, we went to this place called Poite, and it's on the border of Guatemala, and so we drove 3 hours to southern Belize. We then, once the road stopped, then we had another 2.5 hours on dirt road just to get out to this Mayan village. And we got to do ministry there, went to the different homes. You can see just thatched roofs. I mean, we're out in the jungle, basically. No Wi-Fi, no electricity, no water. I mean, you're looking at your phone with, like, no service, and you're like, what do I do? But here's little Judah, you know, just going, you know, house to house with us, and, you know, got to pray for some of the different people that live in these villages and just share good news. We did an outreach with the children there. We had about 100, 150 children come through and do some songs and things. And one of the things that was just cool was to, again, see our daughter be part of it, but even Judah, you know, like, he's been learning, he called it football, because that's what you call soccer down there. And he's been playing football, but he's out there barefoot, you know, playing soccer, playing football with all the local boys. And it's just amazing how God, even just in the small details, I told you we were originally supposed to go to Greece, but we pivoted to Belize. And we got there right at around Independence Day, their independence. And so we were going on this parade, and we were going to be helping, handing out water bottles to the people that were standing there for the parade. And we were putting on, like, stickers and all sorts of things, that, you know, Belizean, you know, all sorts of different things. And one of the Belizean girls, like, was putting a little sticker on our son, and she lifted up his arm. And on his arm, his birthmark, she's like, your birthmark's in the shape of Belize. And we're, so, like, and it's just so funny, like, we joke, buddy, like, you were born for this, you were made for this, buddy. But it's just in the small detail, seeing, like, your children being able to be part of stuff and go and just, you know, play soccer and play football and take, you know, go out there and pray for people, even at 5 years old. Man, it's amazing how God can use us when we give him our yes. Let's go to the next slide if we can. This is in our outreach to Belize City. Belize City is known for being a little bit dangerous. If you were to jump on the U.S. Government's website, they would say, man, like, if you go to Belize, stay out of Belize City. It's not a good place. I joked around, like, one person said, it's the best thing to do in Belize City is just go, is leave. But here we got to do an outreach. Here's one of our small teams that we went into this village and around this church that we partner with. We know the pastors. And we just invited them to church. And like, you know what, the next Sunday, some of them showed up. And then two Sundays later, one of them got baptized. So it's just amazing that sometimes we just put our own limitations in our mind that, no, they don't want to hear, or I'm too afraid. But when we step out, God, you know, when we step out, that allows God to send his power and to do things through us that we could never even imagine. So let's do the next slide. Every Sunday, I get to do some music. I play piano professionally. I've recorded some different albums and things like that. And that's something that God's used in my past. I've been able to play at different churches and different places, you know, around pretty much everywhere. But it's just amazing how God can take something that you've used all your life and use it in a different place. And so we did a worship night where I just got to play, and just people were just trying to hear from the Lord. They were just writing down Bible scriptures, and I was just encouraging. And here's, you know, just people just bowing and just trying to hear from the Lord. And again, God gives us all different gifts, and when we use them, he can, when we give him what's possible, and he brings the impossible, and he does what we can't do. And so it just takes us, again, stepping out and giving him our yes. Stu, this is my wife Amanda getting a chance to just minister at one of the children's home, a girls' home. A lot of them come from, there's a lot of different very bad situations. If you can imagine it, it's probably happened and with young girls and teenage girls in homes there. And so there's a lot of broken families, a lot of broken relationships, and there's homes for children that have walked through a lot of different things. And so here's Amanda just getting a chance to love on some of the girls that live in that home and just do a craft with them that basically teaches them that, hey, like, I'm a daughter of Christ, and God loves me no matter what's happened in my life. He's there for me, and he's wanting to restore and renew my life. And so it's amazing to be bearers of that message. And so, and then there's one other, Amanda's a nurse, so she's gotten a chance to do some education, health education, with just training some other community workers. And so my encouragement is basically, you know, as we're just a normal family. We've got two kids, 10 and 5, but God called us out to it, and he's equipped us, and he's encouraged us to go, and we did, and he's making, you know, just impacting a nation, and now nations, plural, through us. And we know that you guys have been partnered with us in that. And so we just want to say thank you for believing in us, and thank you for partnering with us. And it's just such an encouragement. So one other thing I do want to share too. We'll give you our cards. I don't think I have a card, but on the cards is this QR code. You can scan it. You can get our newsletter. But we also have Matt and I are blessed. We have a digital ministry too. So we have our own ministry called The Missional Life, and we go around and encourage Belizeans to use their gifts, because we all have different gifts. No matter what, 1 Peter 4:10 says we all have these gifts. And we're supposed to use them. And so one of the big ministries down there is just helping people know what their gifts are and then giving them opportunity to go and do that, whether that's, you know, serving in the church or going to different, you know, parts of Belize or going to different countries and using those gifts as well. So our ministry is called The Missional Life, and we encourage people to use their gifts. And that's why I'm encouraging you guys, like, man, wherever you are, whether it's Archbold or Fulton County or, you know, Ohio or U.S., wherever he's called you to reach and whatever he's called you to do, he's equipped you and he's given you gifts to do that. And with that, so we have a devotional, that 31-day devotional you can grab, you know, just download and grab. But also there's a podcast. God has given us a digital ministry. I do music online and create music for that. But then we also have a podcast where we get to interview Christian leaders from around the country and around the world. We've had Christian musicians. I don't know if you remember the band Petra, but we had John Schlitt, the lead singer of that. We've had Selah, the musical group Selah on the show. We've had Pat Boone on the show. God just connected us with different people, and we've interviewed people from The Chosen, And so we believe that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word. And so when we hear what the Word is doing in other people's life, when we hear what Jesus is doing in other people's life, and through that, it gives us the ability to have faith for what he can do in our life too. So I encourage you to maybe listen to the Mission to Life podcast too. It's just one of the ways that we help encourage people to live the mission of God in their life. And so that's my encouragement to you. Thank you for helping us and partnering with us in reaching Belize and Central America and helping us light flames and encourage people to find what God's uniquely gifted them for. And man, you guys, you know, you're here, but man, God's called you guys to reach this community in your different ways, whether you're, you know, young, old, you know, whatever that looks like. Man, if you're here, God's not done. And he's got something for you. So whatever he's speaking to your heart, whatever he's put on that your heart to do, man, whether it's just cooking a meal for somebody or going to mow their lawn or whatever that is, those small things, man, it's just an act of love. And when we love people, man, that's the kingdom. You know, they'll know you're Christians by your love, by just doing those small things, man. And we're all just doing the best we can. We're doing it in Belize. And I just, I'm so excited. I know you guys are already doing it, but I just want to encourage you to keep going and keep reaching this community because people need to know Jesus. So thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Pastor Eric, for the invitation to come share today.